Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle joins us, speaking about her newest book, Embracing Motherhood. Donna Marie, great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, John. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you, your book is sitting right next to my wife in her bed right now. She's reading it currently. It's right on that nightstand. She's about 4 months pregnant, so this is our first child. So we got to learn everything we can, Donna Marie.
Wow, congratulations! I'm going to send you some more books too.
Oh, hey, I like that. I like hearing that. Thank you. Well, it's published by Servant Books. Give us the lowdown on what this book's about.
Okay, well, the lowdown, don't be fooled by the cover, first of all. It's a beautiful depiction of a mom's hand and a little baby's hand, but this book speaks to moms of all ages, babies and children and older children and grandparents and, you know, all kinds of family units, and it's not about the perfect Catholic family. That's actually the first line of my introduction because, you know, face it, we have all types of families these days, and grandparents raising children and single-parent families, traditional families. So, you know, we don't want the reader to feel intimidated that they need to have the perfect Catholic family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted this book to be called Embracing Motherhood, and I'm so happy the publisher, Servant Books, agreed that that would be the appropriate title because what I'm trying to get across, I think most especially, is are we embracing our motherhood? Are we embracing it for all it's worth, this wonderful, lofty, holy vocation of love? You know, there's so much that happens between the pots and pans and dishes and demands and diapers in the domestic church.
Sure, absolutely.
Once again, visiting with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She wrote the book titled Embracing Motherhood here on KWKY Catholic Radio. And Donna Marie, I got to ask you, you know, is this a good book for fathers to read? I was kind of kidding with John earlier. He said he left it for his wife at their nightstand. But should fathers be reading this book?
Well, thank you for asking, Mark. It would be great for fathers to know, you know, what is, because it does speak about the domestic church quite a bit and how to create a, you know, a beautiful environment, a prayerful atmosphere. Building our domestic church is one of the chapters, actually. And just all of the, advice and warnings about the culture. You know, we know it's an ungodly culture that we live in, but I did a lot of research to put forth some solid, tangible kinds of things that we should be aware of and also the Catholic tools, hopefully, to deal with them.
Donna Marie, you've been speaking with mothers now for a little while. You have a show on EWTN where I know you speak with women in particular. What is your overall message that you have to say to Catholic women today?
Embrace your gifts, the God-given gifts. Try to unearth them with the grace of God. You know, pray and just offer everything. Just first thing in the morning, get on your knees and just give everything to God and surrender to Him, and then you know, your life will unfold in prayer. Your life will just unfold in love. And all of those wonderful opportunities that each of us, men and women and children, face each day, every little thing becomes an opportunity for grace. So, you know, our Lord wants us to live lives of holiness, not just Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II. We're called to be saints. And as Mother Teresa said, we're all called to be saints. So that's what we do, and that's what I strive to get across, is to share the blessings I was blessed to have by knowing Mother Teresa, by knowing Father Hardin, and just by being a Catholic, you know, just spread, you know, be a light to others, you know, pray and learn more about what our church is all about, and, you know, offer our lives to God, and you're going to end up in heaven. You're not going to just get there by the skin of your teeth, but hopefully and prayerfully, you're going to lead others there too.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle joins us this morning and talking about the book that she wrote, Embracing Motherhood. And Donna Marie, I have to ask you, the inspiration, you talked a little about the embracing gifts, prayer, the acts of grace, but what were some of the inspirations? Because obviously you had some thoughts that you got into a book that that you've gave a lot of thought to and put into this book. Talk about that.
Why I wrote this?
Yes.
Well, I'm a mother of five on earth and three in heaven, and I just love the vocation of motherhood, you know, with all of its wonderful joys and its heart-wrenching circumstances too. And it's just, I just think it's such an amazing vocation to cooperate with God to bring life into this world and raise those children. You know, raise those little saints to heaven. Whether you know we were handed that baby in adoption or whether it was biological. So it's just such an amazing gift to be a woman and to be a mother. And so I guess it spills over, it spills out of my heart, and I just feel that great need. I think God placed that in my heart, that desire to encourage and affirm others in their role as a, you know, as a Catholic woman and a mother, and to, you know, give them that encouragement, because, you know, face it, women are just stretched beyond measure these days. The culture dictates to them how they should act, how they should look, how they should be, you know, and the women deal with so many demands for perfection. All over the place, the workplace, the home, even the parish and society. So we've got so much coming at us constantly, and sometimes it can make you dizzy. Yeah. It can make you depressed. It can make you worry. And so I feel that I need to be that pat on the back for mothers to just say, yes, you're doing a great job, and now just, you know, and just lovingly give that advice and hopefully provide the Catholic tools and prayers and that type of thing to help them put one foot in front of the other each day and walk in faith.
Well, who in the world am I to say this, but you're doing a great job, Donna.
Thank you.
We greatly appreciate you coming on here. Thanks so much for being with us. Where can our listeners quickly get your book?
Well, they can go to my website, www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E.com, and you'll also see lots of things there, my blogs and everything. Please pray for me. I'm creating a new show now for EWTN for Catholic mothers, so I'm all excited about that, and we'll keep you posted.
Hey, sounds good to me. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, everyone. Again, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com.